Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has said today that amendments to the Affordable Housing Bill could be tabled to address the issue of investment funds buying up homes in bulk. We were talking about it a few minutes ago to the Taoiseach. The government has said that it's working on blocking funds from buying large parts of housing estates following sharp criticism of the purchase of a development in County Kildare. For more, we're joined by our reporter Adele McAllister, who has more on this. Bring us up to date, Adele, about where we are in relation to this sort of investment.
O'Brien, we understand that discussions are continuing within government on how to block investment funds from buying up entire housing estates or a large part of them. And as you say, we just heard the Taoiseach there refer to the various discussions around the policy measures. Now, this follows reports of the purchase of a housing estate of 115 homes in Maynooth in County Kildare by an investment firm, which sparked sharp opposition from opposition criticism yesterday. Now, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien was asked about the issue when he was speaking to Ireland AM on Virgin Media this morning.
We have to level the playing pitch for first-time buyers. I don't support investment funds buying up whole or large parts of housing estates that should be for first-time buyers. It's as simple as that. It's complex in one respect, as it requires a whole-of-government approach, because there's only so much that I could do potentially in planning.
Adele, do we know how much property is owned by these investment funds?
Well, Brian, the story that sparked this, as we were saying, is the estate in Maynooth called Mullen Park, brought by Roundhill Capital. And that was reported by the Sunday Business Post at the weekend. Now, I asked the paper's senior business reporter, Killian Woods, what do we know of the scale of this, i.e. how much property do these investment firms own?
A recent CBRE report kind of estimates in Dublin that around the Greater Dublin area, there's about 15,500 residential units are controlled by what we see as institutional investors. That would be either what would fall under the brackets of vulture funds, cuckoo funds, and then just pension funds in general, which is what we're seeing more of now. And now that is only a small, about 5% of tenancies, but they are getting a bigger foothold in the market every year. Like in 2017, for example, like 400 million was invested in bulk buying apartments. That rose to 2.4 billion in 2019. And last year, despite the pandemic, they were still an investment of 1.4 billion in bulk buying of property. And that's not necessarily properties that are ready to go now. That's bulk buying of future properties that aren't even built yet.
Now, a lot of the opposition criticism has been centred on the various incentives available to investment firms. Now, earlier we spoke to Nora Collander, professional tax lead with Chartered Accountants Ireland. Now, she says that 20 years ago, there were many tax incentives in place to encourage investment and development in particular areas, such as urban renewal type projects. Then provisions were brought in 2015, which essentially terminated the use of these tax reliefs. And Nora says there's now only one particular mechanism that can be used in order to be more tax efficient in the area of property investment, and that's the mechanism called a REIT, or Real Estate Investment Trust.
The objective of the REIT is to provide for collective investment in residential or commercial property in Ireland. So it works the same as all other fund investments, whereby the income or the gains within the fund roll up tax-free. And so there is no taxation at the level of the REIT. However, the taxation is triggered when the profits are paid out to the shareholders.
So, Adele, what's the Department of Housing be saying about this?
Well, in a statement, the department said that Minister O'Brien is opposed to inappropriate purchases of housing estates by international investors. And they said the minister is considering measures to tackle this from a planning perspective within the department. For instance, ring fencing a certain percentage of an estate as per his 2019 bill, or possibly banning them outright outside of city centre cores or high density urban areas. And they said the minister is also awaiting options on what measures can be taken. But he stated clearly that there'll be a need to input from the Department of Finance, and that he's discussed the matter with the Minister for Finance. And then just finally, they state that in relation to the overall regulation of institutional investment, the Minister of Finance sets out the regulatory basement for these investments, in particular ensuring that where such investment brings a profit, that a fair share of tax is paid.
Adele McAllister, thank you for that.